is a powerful tool that serves you and your family every day. But how do you juggle all of life's demands, raise a family, and keep your house under control? That's what this show is all about. Welcome to the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Megan Smith, Midwest mama who is obsessed with getting rid of crap and passionate about realistic problem solving. And I'm here to help you transform your unique spaces by giving you permission to make intentional decisions that empower you to confidently stress less and live more. Welcome back to the Stress Less Podcast. If you're a mom, chances are you spend a lot of time in your car, whether it's dropping kids off at school, running to and from after school activities, or if you're like me, living 30 miles from town and making that trek regularly, the car often feels like a second home. But here's the thing, just like our houses, when we're spending that much time in one space, we want it to work for us. It should be a space that feels both enjoyable and functional, not just for us, but for everyone riding along. And let's be honest, a disorganized car can turn a long drive into pure chaos. In today's episode, we're talking all about car organization, how to create a space that works for your busy mom life, keeps the kids happy and less messy, and makes those daily drives a little more manageable. From snack containers to storage solutions, I'm sharing my go-to tips and favorite finds to help you turn your car into a space that supports your day, not stresses you out. Let's get started. We all have those days or even weeks when our cars get completely out of control. And that's okay. Life happens, and sometimes the chaos spills over into our vehicles. The goal isn't perfection, but having systems in place that make it easy to bring things back into a baseline that feels manageable. With a little intention, you can create a car environment that works for you, no matter how hectic life gets. I know I've shared about car organization on my Instagram and with my email list before, but I haven't shared an in-depth perspective about it on the podcast yet. So let's start with establishing a reset habit. Establishing a reset habit for your car can make such a difference in keeping it functional and stress-free. Take a moment to think about when it might work best for you to do a quick reset, like maybe Sunday evenings before the busyness of the week gets started, or a specific weekday depending on your schedule. I used to do mine on Friday evenings when we got home, and it always felt like the perfect way to wrap up the week. Whenever you choose, just set a reminder on your phone to make it a regular habit. Currently, my favorite time to do a quick reset is when I'm filling up my car with gas. Everyone loves a good habit stack. It really is the perfect amount of time to do something as quick as you can instead of just sitting there waiting for the tank to fill up. Of course, it's a bit more enjoyable when the weather isn't freezing, but even in the chillier months, a quick reset is worth it to get things a little bit more under control. So during a reset, just focus on removing the trash, picking things up off the floor, and putting things back where they belong, where they'll be the most helpful and convenient to reach. I've mentioned previously that I got a different vehicle last summer. I was driving a full-size SUV. It could hold all the things. I loved it. Honestly, the only reason we traded in was because it was getting such high mileage on it. But since we're out of the pack and play and stroller hauling season of our lives, we downsized to a mid-size SUV. Honestly, I'm so impressed. Having a smaller vehicle made me reconsider the amount of things we bring with us each day, or the amount of things I was even keeping in the car. Like with the bigger car, that's just a bigger container, so it was allowed to hold more things because it could still function. But with coming down to a smaller car, that really made me prioritize what I could handle being in my car all the time. So one of the biggest changes I made for myself that I didn't think I'd be able to do was use a smaller car garbage can. You may I've even seen a long time ago in my Instagram stories, I showed a big like reusable cereal container, a bungee cord, and duct tape, and that was my car garbage can, and I loved it. It held so much garbage, like for real, a full Walmart bag size. But when I downsized vehicles, that one didn't fit just right in my car like it had the last two vehicles. So I downsized to a car garbage can that honestly is the size of a cup that fits in my door cup holder. Like, it's so small compared to what I was using. And I was really worried that my garbage was going to be a problem in the car. But we adapted. And honestly, it's working. It kind of forces me to clean out my car more often, which keeps everything a little bit more under control anyways. And I do think that one of the most like helpful things with having my smaller garbage can now in my car is I do empty that in my garage. I have a bigger garbage can like just in my garage that's just basically for car garbage anyways. So just utilizing that more like right before we take off has been really helpful. Now, every family is going to be different, but you can think about rules for what comes into your car or what you allow to be brought into your car. It's helpful if you only bring what's necessary. Like for me, no extra toys or unnecessary items that don't belong in the car really are being brought. Each of my girls have a blanket in the car. And recently, I did let my daughter bring a pencil bag of those twistable crayons. And she keeps those in the side compartment of her door. Ever since she went to kindergarten, she just really likes to be writing and drawing in the car as long as it's not dark out on our drive home. When organizing your car, it's helpful to think about the different areas and what items make sense to keep there. So start by asking yourself, what do I need within reach while driving? Things like phone chargers, sunglasses, or travel tissue packs, wet wipes, those might live in your center console for easy access. And then think about your glove box. This is a great spot for other essentials that you need often, but not quite as high priority as your center console. Things like your registration, insurance information, maybe a small notebook or pen. I really like to have hair clips, like claw clips, in my glove box. Also, spray deodorant and body spray. Those are probably like the number one things I have in my glove box. If you have kids, consider what they need to have within their reach while you're driving. Pockets or pouches on the backs of the seats can be perfect for keeping their snacks or small toys or activity books organized and off the floor. But don't forget the back end storage area. This space is really great for keeping things like reusable shopping bags, those collapsible crates, or coolers for grocery pickups. You might have jumper cables back there or anything else you need when you're out and about. By assigning specific items to specific areas, you can create a system that keeps your car functional and stress-free for everyone that's riding along. Your home should feel functional, not frustrating. It's time to hit the home refresh button with Clarity On Call, my 4-week virtual home organization program designed just for busy moms like you. This isn't just another checklist or guide. This is personalized support on demand. Through the Voxer app, I'll be your go-to coach, helping you declutter, reorganize, and optimize the spaces in your home that matter most. Think of it as having a good friend in your corner, guiding you every step of the way. You'll be equipped with a clear, step-by-step roadmap to transform your space. Together, we'll identify what matters most to you and design a setup that maximizes efficiency without the overwhelm. With weekly check-ins, attainable to-do lists, and product recommendations, I'll help you stay on track so you can finally make your home work the way you need it to. The program starts March 3rd, and spots are limited. Join the waitlist today to be the first to know when Clarity On Call opens for enrollment. Click the link in the show notes to take the first step toward a home that finally works for you. Now, there are some essentials that every mom should keep in the car. And for busy moms on the go, having the right essentials within reach can really make a difference. Portable phone chargers or the charging cord, depending on what your car is equipped with. Wet wipes and hand sanitizer or lifesavers for those sticky fingers and the unexpected spills or quick cleanups. And lastly, as I mentioned, the reusable grocery bags or even a cooler for your grocery pickup runs can be super helpful. Just take some time to think about the repeatable errands that you do in your car and then figure out what essentials are the most helpful for you to have in your car. So now that I've talked about how you can get the best use of your vehicle, I want to tell you about my most favorite items that I use in my car almost daily. So I have one of those snack containers that has the little bins inside the big bins and then it clips shut on all four sides. All of these things that I'm going to be talking about will be linked in the show notes. So I love this because I refill it every week and I just buy snacks in bulk, and then I put the snacks a lot of times mixed up in the little bin inside. So like pretzels and M&Ms, or my son really likes cashews and I'll put animal crackers in his, or my girls will have peanut butter crackers and the pretzel filled peanut butter, or the pretzels that are filled with peanut butter. It just depends. Or even sometimes little granola bars, things that, you know, can be stored in the car at all temperatures and not get gross. So the snack container is probably my number one. Another one that was actually a surprise for me is this seat gap filler. And I actually stumbled upon this because I was looking for a seat gap filler for my back seat, because my son is in our third row, and several times we were looking for things, honestly, for days or weeks, and eventually we would find it in the back, like on the side of the seat. And it's a black interior, so it's kind of hard to see like the dark colored things along the side of the seat. And then I was strolling along at Target by myself one day, and they had this like car organization. It was a seat gap filler, but also had like a pouch too. I bought one for myself because if I don't have my bag with me, or if I don't have my coat on me, I don't have a good spot in my car to put my keys. Like my keys just have to be inside my car for my car to drive, like a lot of them are these days. And I have an Andar wallet, so my wallet and my keys are like all one thing. And I just didn't have a good spot to put it. And so getting this little seat gap filler kind of killed two birds with one stone. So I love just always having a home for my keys whenever I get in my car. Okay, and I'm sure you've seen those zip pouches from Amazon. My favorite, like they're like a nylon mesh, and they are used for anything and everything, toy organization and all kinds of things, diaper bag stuff. But I have one in my front seat that holds napkins, and then I have another one that holds diapers and wipes. And so it's really easy if I have my daughter with me. If I need to change her diaper quick, I can just take that whole pouch inside. So those nylon mesh zipper pouches are really great in vehicles too. And then it's like a plastic container. The lid is attached to the bottom part, so it like folds and unfolds and then like clips together. But I use them in my center console. My center console is not very big in this vehicle, but it holds my registration and insurance in one, kind of like a mini first aid kit and some medicine. And then the other one holds like loose change. So those have been really convenient. At the same time, when I got that seat gap filler, I also came across this backseat organizer, and I got it for my son just because I didn't feel like he had like the best options for like keeping his stuff off the floor. And it's kind of like a little like a satchel or like a bag kind of, and it has like some straps and clips on it, and so it just clips around the headrest on the seat next to him. And it's just a great way for him to like put a book there or his headphones, and it's helpful when I am trying to tell him to like pick up the back seat, that he knows he can just put his stuff in that little organizer. And it's not huge, it's not bulky, it doesn't sit on the seat, it's just clipped. And I also like that it's clipped to the headrest, because then if we have another kid riding along with us, he can just flip it to the back but still let it hang on the headrest. My most recent purchase was literally, I stumbled upon it on accident at Walmart. It's this harvest basket. It's totally meant for the garden, but I was honestly looking for something like that. I just didn't know, like, I didn't know what to search for it. I had this, I don't know if you've heard of like a Versa tote. I've literally had this other tote for years and I loved it in my car. I kept it on the floor, like in the front passenger seat. But it had handles on it, and the handles were always kind of getting in my way. And really, I just wanted like a strong, sturdy container. I liked that Versa tote. It's kind of like the croc bag material where like it can just be wiped down if something spills. But like I said, the handles were just kind of getting in my way, and it was working, but it wasn't like perfect, which it's fine. It was just kind of silly that it was bothering me. But I was walking by at Walmart, and this item was not even where it was supposed to be, but it's called a harvest basket, and it honestly is like a shorter version of like a shopping basket. It's like what somebody would use in the garden when they're literally picking vegetables out of their garden. But it's sturdy, and it fits perfectly on the floor in front of my passenger seat. And I keep those two zip pouches for napkins, diapers, and wipes that I talked about. My snack container fits in it. And then also the bottles of water that I grab from my garage before we leave, those sit in there too. So, and what I really love is the handles are not in the way like the other tote I was using. The handles just fold back like a regular basket would. And then if I need to move that, if somebody's going to ride in the front seat, I can just grab the whole basket. I don't need to mess like with the tangled handles like I was, and just grab it and move it to the back end. And it's just really helpful. And I also use that kind of when I'm doing a reset or if I'm at home and there's a bunch of stuff that I am cleaning up out of the car. If things had gotten out of hand, I just toss everything up into that like harvest basket, like a catch-all basket, and just carry it inside, clean it out, put the stuff that I want back in it. And it's just really great for keeping everything contained, but then also still in reach for me while I'm driving if I really need something from it. Okay, so now I am going to talk about my biggest sanity saver in my vehicle. I don't know if you're ready for this. One of the biggest sanity savers in my car, and I know this might be an unpopular opinion, but it's my kids' tablets. There was a time after long days of teaching, I was struggling with overstimulation, and by the time I got my kids in the car, and we were driving home, they were tired from it being the end of their days at daycare and school, and the constant bickering during our 30-minute drive home was pushing me over the edge. Like, I was so crabby and impatient all evening after that, just because the drive home was so miserable after already having a long day of like dealing with kids at school. So I just like kind of had it. I was also feeling guilty that like the only time I was getting with my kids in the evening was me being so cranky. So something had to give. And I thought about it for a long time, but I decided to just try tablets specifically for the car. They're just the Walmart brand, like that On brand from Walmart. They only have Disney downloaded specific movies and shows on there. And each kid has their own. So there's no fighting. Everybody has their own. They're only for the car. Everybody gets to have on their tablet what they want from Disney. We recharge them every week, and I renew the licenses on the downloads every 30 days or put whatever new shows on there that they want. But it has been such a game changer, and I struggled with it for a long time because I think that like our kids get enough screens the way it is. Like, we know that. But when the other side of it was like me not enjoying my evenings with my kids, and like I just felt like my kids were only going to remember like having a crabby mom in the evenings or like always having a stressed out mom. Like, I just needed some time between my work day and my at home day. And I didn't want to be dealing with kids who were fighting. And also, like, when you're driving, you can't do anything about it. Unless you're going to pull over and extend the drive even longer, which I did plenty of times. I still do from time to time. And I know that like tablets are in the car is not going to be something that everyone would want to do, but this small change has helped me so much for this season that we're in. It just has helped like foster a calmer car ride to and from town. A lot of times in the morning, they don't even like, it's not like they always want their iPad or their tablet too. It's just things, it just let the air out a little bit of the like tension balloon in the car. So if you're in a spot where I was literally like losing your mind because of your kids and their emotional capacities at the end of a day when you're driving home, like, it's worth a shot, I think. So as we wrap up this episode, I just want to leave you with one key takeaway. And honestly, that's just keep it simple. Like, avoid overloading your car with products or systems that just end up adding to the chaos and making it more to manage. Or instead, focus on items that are functional, easy to maintain, and that truly make your life easier. Remember, the goal is a car that works for you and your family, not one that adds more stress to your day. So if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you're following me on Instagram at Megan Smith Stress Less for more tips, tricks, and behind the scenes sanity savers. And don't forget to check out the show notes for all the links I mentioned, including some of my favorite car organization essentials, free home organization resources, and more details about the services I offer to help you stress less and live more. Thank you so much for tuning in. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Stress Less Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd be so grateful if you'd take a screenshot and share it on Instagram, tagging me at Megan Smith Stress Less. Sharing your takeaways from this episode on Instagram will help more moms like you discover helpful episodes and learn how to make motherhood feel more manageable. Don't forget to check out the show notes for tools and resources mentioned in today's episode. I'll talk to you soon on the Stress Less Podcast.